We are now ready to begin the jury charge portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 200 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, before we begin the presentation of the evidence in this matter, I will instruct you on some of the law and explain the obligations you will have as jurors. It is my duty to instruct you on the law, and I will do this during the trial because it is important that you know your responsibilities and some of the legal principles that are involved as the various issues are raised. Many of these instructions come from a book and have been changed to fit the facts of this case. You will notice that the set of instructions you receive in the jury room will have typing and possibly printing or handwritten changes. Please do not try guessing why some parts are changed. Simply use the instructions as they are presented because it is your duty to follow the law as the court gives it to you. I will repeat several of these instructions at the conclusion of the evidence, but many of these I will present to you only one time. It is not necessary to take notes of the instructions because you will have a written copy with you in the jury room. Please do not single out any one point or instruction and ignore the others, but consider each in relation to all the other instructions. These instructions, at the start of the case, will cover your duties, the duties of counsel and duties of the court, as well as some of the law that applies to the facts of this case. Some principles of law may be presented to you in several different ways, and some of the instructions may actually have no application, depending upon what you determine the facts of the case to be. First of all, as to your duties, what should be your conduct toward the parties, witnesses, and attorneys? It is important during the trial of this case that you not speak to any of the parties, witnesses, or attorneys. I am instructing them not to speak to you also. The purpose for this is to avoid the appearance that you are partial to one side or the other or are receiving some evidence outside the courtroom. Evidence consists only of what you see and hear in the courtroom. Please wear your juror's badge so that everyone knows that you are a juror and won't attempt to talk with you or within your presence about the case or any other matter. You can imagine how suspicious you would be if you were one of the parties and observed a juror in your case conversing with the other side, even if it was just saying hello or talking about the weather. You must not be influenced by sympathy, bias, or prejudice toward any party or witness. You must decide this case based solely on the law I give you and the evidence received here in court. You may not use any other source for the law or the facts. Hence, you are not to go around the places mentioned by the witnesses. You must not conduct research or consult reference books or other people in the search for additional information. The reason for this is that your knowledge of the case must come solely from the evidence received in court and the instructions agreed upon. After the attorneys present their opening statements, the bailiff will give you a notebook and a pencil to take notes if you desire. You are not required to take notes. If you do, please don't take so many notes that you don't have a chance to look at each of the witnesses closely. The demeanor of each witness is an important part of judging the credibility of that witness and the weight to be given to that testimony. While in recess, leave your notebook on your chair when you leave the courtroom, unless you desire to review your notes by yourself in the jury room. At the conclusion of the presentation, you may remove your pages from the notebook, although you may not take your notebook home. While on the subject of notes, you will notice that the attorneys and the court will also be taking notes. We have different reasons for our notes than you. Please do not put any weight on the fact that I take notes or don't take notes on any part of the trial or any person's testimony. I need these for deciding evidentiary and procedural questions, and they should not affect your decisions in any way. Many times witnesses speak softly and cannot be heard by everyone in the courtroom. It is hard for me to tell when you cannot hear, so I will expect you to let me know when this happens. Occasionally, counsel will step between you and the witness or block your view of something. Again, you will have to let me know when this happens so that the problem can be corrected. Jurors are not allowed to ask questions of the witnesses. It is a responsibility of the lawyers to present the matter to you. If you do have any questions concerning the evidence, please put them in writing and present them to the bailiff so she can show them to me. Please don't expect the bailiff to answer any questions concerning the law or the evidence. I will now explain to you the role of the attorneys. Their statements made and questions asked during the course of the trial are not evidence. The evidence must come to you from the witness stand. The only exception to this is if counsel agree or stipulate to a fact. If such a stipulation is entered into, I will let you know that at the time, and you are then bound to consider that fact as proved. The attorneys are entitled to make objections to questions and to move to strike evidence that was improperly given. The court rules on those objections and motions.